It was the third and final day of the 2010 Future City competition. Regional winners from 39 schools, along with their parents, teachers, and mentors, packed a Washington, D.C. hotel ballroom for the announcement of the five finalists, whittled down from 1,100 middle school teams that entered the contest in September.
The five finalist teams for the 2010 Future City competition are Bernie Middle School, Michigan!
Each team got 12 minutes on stage to make their case before the audience and a panel of judges. Luke Churchill from North Carolina's Davidson IB Middle School looked confident as he fielded a question about his team's project.
You've got a central building in your model where the city is controlled, a big computer that you described that controls everything. Is there redundancy? What happens if something happens to that system?
We actually have a separate computer system located within a secure facility within the mountain. So if the central computer is destroyed or incapacitated in some way, the city can continue to function using the computer within the mountain.
Luke knows his stuff, and it's no wonder. He and his seven teammates had spent nearly every weekend since September on research and design, using computer simulation to turn their ideas into a three-dimensional tabletop model for the contest. When the judges' scores were tallied, all that hard work paid off.
Well, it is my pleasure to join you in congratulating and welcoming to the stage our grand prize winner, North Carolina.
Davidson won the top award for its future city called Mamohatra. It means to revive in Malagasy, the language spoken in Madagascar. Luke and fellow team member Ruth Swallow say their fictional town, set in the year 2346, deals with real-life environmental problems on the island nation today.
We decided we wanted to fix these problems, and so our agriculture program doesn't complicate erosion, and it also replenishes the topsoil.
We use vertical farming, which is the process of having different floors and farm within a building. Therefore, there's no erosion, and we can more helpfully solve the problems within the Madagascar's environment.
The competition's focus this year was preparing for emergencies. Each team had to design housing for victims of a natural disaster or financial hardship. Davidson met that challenge with a refugee center that had easy access to Mamohatra City services. Ruth explains that the center's apartment towers are made from an innovative and affordable building material called agri-waste.
And agri-waste is basically a compound of agricultural byproducts like banana peels or rice husks and beach sand. And when baked, that material is similar to stucco. And we pack agri-waste onto carbon fiber framework equipped with nanosensors. And the nanosensors send electromagnetic waves throughout the brick so that engineers can know when to repair or replace it.
Ruth and teammate Emily Yu say other buildings in their city integrate a kind of synthetic plastic into construction as well.
Cellulosics. And cellulosics are basically made out of cellulose, which are from plants.
Plant fibers that are found in the soft parts of plants, like the stem. And the cellulose can be mixed with plasticizers to create plastic. And it's relatively scratch resistant, and it can be molded to form different shapes. And so we use this in most of our buildings.
But these advanced systems, modeled here with recycled materials like discarded parts of a fire alarm, cookie containers, shampoo bottles, and Venetian blinds, are not science fiction.
We say our city might be happening in 300 years, but really it could probably happen in what?
This city could be built with these technologies in the next 30 years. It's no longer a matter of what things are. It's a matter of how they work, and that's pretty amazing.
And if the Future City competition is any indication, the team from Davidson IB Middle School will be the engineers doing just that.
Well, really, before this competition, I had no idea what an engineer was.
I realized how much work engineers actually do. Everything in a city, everything in a building, everything in technology has all been created and designed by engineers, and I didn't know how much they were involved in our society.
The next step for these budding engineers is a vacation. The Future City Competition grand prize is a trip to Huntsville, Alabama, home to the U.S. Space and Rocket Center's Space Camp, where the students will become astronauts for a week and have a chance to consider the engineering possibilities in space. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.